This is Morning Edition on WXXI. I'm Alex Crichton. Time now for a jazz break. And the 11th Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival continues. Lots more music by over 1,000 artists over 9 full days here in Rochester at many, many venues. And we're talking about it with Scott Regan, host of WRUR's Open Tunings. Scott, good morning.
Hi, Alex. Great to see you again.
Good to see you again. You'll be, of course, attending a lot of the shows all week long. Maybe starting with this one, what are we listening to right now?
This is Suma Gunlag's trio.
And, easy for you to say.
I know, it is, isn't it? From the Nordic series, which they have every year at the Lutheran Church. It's really interesting. They likened it to, on the album cover, to Keith Jarrett and a little bit of Monk. And actually, I found that to be quite appropriate. I'm really looking forward to hearing this band play.
This sounds rather mellow. I guess they get out there a little bit sometimes at the Nordic.
It's a very ethereal and thoughtful music. If you're looking for a place to just sort of really relax, it's a great place to go at the Lutheran Church. It's one of the venues you can really count on for something similar to what you heard the night before, kind of.
And they'll be doing shows all week long, obviously, right?
Yeah, it's great. I always love going in there, and just sort of, it's a great relaxing venue. This band is really, they have a pianist, a bass, and percussion, and they allow each other a lot of space for improvisation.
Sounds good. Where else can we head out to enjoy some great music? Obviously, a lot of venues around Rochester, but we're teaming with the Little all week long for the Jazz Tent. Maybe you can give us an idea what that's all about.
Well, yeah, there's a tent set up in the parking lot just outside of the Little Theater, and they're having movies all week in Theater 1, and music and food. Another great place to relax if you're looking for a place to just sort of find somewhere to sit, hear some music, get something to eat. There's not that many places left, really, where you can do that, but you can at the Little Theater this year.
And who's the music tonight under the tent?
It will be Maria Gillard Band. She has a great quartet. She does a lot of standards and a lot of originals. She's a great writer.
And as far as the jazz films go, what's happening there?
Tonight is Women Who Rock.
All right. Should be good. So you can watch a movie, get some music, food and drink, something for the kids as well. Lots of entertainment and lots of things to do right around the Little Theater in the parking lot. Just you can't miss the tent right there with WXXI. Also, we have the Hatch Recital Hall. What's happening there tonight?
Well, I have yet to be there. I hope to get there tonight because Eldar is playing. Eldar was here a couple of years back playing at Max's. Maybe some of our listeners were at that show. The Hatch Recital Hall is just engineered for sound, and it's all acoustic, no microphones. I'm looking forward to hearing Eldar in there.
It sounds like the group we just heard would sound good in that venue.
It does, yeah.
All right, well, we'll leave it for this morning with music from a band that,
this is someone you know.
I may know something about
this. This is someone you know. This is the Jeff Lorber Fusion.
Yes.
And
about 1,000 years ago, I was playing music at a radio station in Rochester where we would play the Jeff Lorber Fusion. I believe I played this tune.
Well, he will be at the Harrow East Ballroom tonight, 5:30 and 7:30 for Jeff Lorber.
All right, check it out. All right, Scott Regan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Alex.
And, of course, we've got plenty more updates on the Jazz Festival all week long here on Morning Edition as we take a jazz break here on WXXI.